Welcome back to Happy Kid Monday. This time I invited Nazrin. We actually went to uni together and I let her introduce herself. Nazrin, could you please tell us who you are?
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me on your podcast. First of all, it was such a pleasure to hear back from you. So yeah, we actually studied together at the same university here in Munich. I'm Nazrin, originally from Baku, Azerbaijan. I'm currently working as an agile coach and recently started my dream company called Nazrin Designs. With a goal to make my art wearable, unique, and attainable. And I'm so happy to kind of like share my experiences about mental well-being topic with all of you, and so happy to be here.
Thank you. So you were just saying that you work as an agile coach, right? And also within your own company. So I want to start with the corporate world and then go to your own business. What is an agile coach doing in like 2-3 sentences?
So basically, as an agile coach, I work with different teams. So I'm helping the teams to transition from the waterfall way of working into the agile way of working, and I'm dealing a lot with different type of mindsets. So I'm helping teams to facilitate workshop, like defining the vision, mission, and then defining their way of working. I hope that was clear.
Yes, it's clear. So you basically help them transform, right, from the ways how work was done in the past, let's say, 50 years to what we are doing now in this like modern digital world where things are different, right?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, we're trying to kind of like encourage this entrepreneurial mindset within the corporate world, which is not an easy thing, because imagine you have habits and you've been doing the same job for the last 10 years, and now the company asks you to change your way of thinking or to change your way how you're approaching to problem solving. So I think that there is still a lot of resilience faced from many teams, but I believe like it's for the good of many to shift into that direction.
100%. Also, you were mentioning the mental health aspect. Could you tell us what this is about?
So basically, for me, I can define what mental health means to me, because it started, I mean, that topic for me became very important when I started working in a corporate world where it wasn't easy. For me, I needed to always find the balance between being grounded and being spiritual. And as you know me well from the university, I'm a very like artistic person, and for me it's not always easy to fit into this like corporate world. So all this time I was feeling like I was trying to be more rational, but then I was kind of trying to get rid of that spiritual part of me, and that's why it caused a lot of like imbalance in the way I was feeling about myself. But and recently I was started like doing yoga, meditation, trying to find the balance within me and the balance between the physical and non-physical world. And I would say like meditations really helped me to cool down that feeling of anxiety and stress, and basically understanding that my difference is my strengths. Yeah, and that's why like I'm investing a lot of time into building my own company, because this is where I see myself realizing my potential in the long run.
Absolutely. This is so beautiful. So I'm watching you over the years. I mean, I left this university at some point and went to finish my study somewhere else. So I remember we had like so many conversations years ago. I mean, at least 7 years ago or something, where you were always like drawing very beautiful paintings, and I was always asking you, why don't you show them, right? And I remember we were talking about hanging them up in like shops in Munich and everything, and I was so happy to see like online that over the years you managed to put this all together and, you know, kind of understand your strength and understand that this drawings is something you can also make money with, right? And something that is a part of you and that needs to be seen and heard, and where you can inspire people. And I was so glad to see this. So I had similar thoughts about the corporate world. I just need to speak a little bit about that, and then I want to hear from you again. because that's how this podcast was founded initially, right? I mean, it's called Happy Kid Monday. Monday only sucks if you don't do what you love. So the core concept behind this is exactly what I understood you just said. Like, this corporate world environment is really hard. Like, you need to fit in there. And if you do not fit in there, and if you don't like these political behavior in order to make a career, and you just want to bring in your skills and actually make this environment more profitable or something, it's not so easy, right? So this was like the core why this podcast was even started. So when exactly was the time, because I know that you work in a very big and like famous corporation, when was the time that you realized, hey, I need to do something on my own, and I need to follow this passion and this, you know, intuition and creativity that I have?
And I would say, like, that's also like was my journey, my life experience, to get to the point where I was like, okay, I have to do something about it. But I always refer back to the quote by Steve Jobs about connecting the dots. Also, like, with me, like, coming and starting business, which was difficult, a big switch from artistic mindset to business mindset, and then, like, getting into the corporate world, you know, like, getting this reality checks done, also, like, understanding how the life in Germany works, understanding German lifestyle, German mentality, learning German, and also, like, generally getting a feeling what it is like to live in Europe. So looking backward, it wasn't an easy experience for me to go through, but that was a good learning point. And only looking backwards, you can actually connect the dots and understand why you had to go through that. I had to go to the business school in order to evolve my business mindset, because before that, I was living in my own artistic world, and that wasn't enough for me to start my own business. When I started working in the corporate world, that was also a reality check on how you actually work with people coming from different backgrounds, different mindsets. You always need to find a compromise. You need to be able to kind of like find solutions in such a complicated situation that for me right now, building my own company seems to be an easier job, you know, like comparing it to the corporate world, which is so complicated. But I'm so grateful for life that gave me those challenges that helped me to grow outside of my comfort zone and be more solution oriented, learning how to work with people from different countries, traveling to different countries, you know, for organizing like projects, workshops, and helping other people defining their way of working. And that mindset I'm bringing into my own company. You know, I remember like when I started with my company, I already had this Jira board, Confluence in place, meaning like all of this like agile tools that you would use. I would have workshops in order to kind of like identify the issues that I have currently with my company, what are the potential solutions, and then defining the action items afterwards. So yes, I would say that I have too much of this entrepreneurial mindset for the corporate world, but corporations need people like me who have empathy. I always try to put people first above, having people first above processes, you know, because we also have AI, but also people stand behind AI, who build AI, right? So we shouldn't be losing that human touch. And with this agile coaching, I'm actually able to reach out to people and kind of like empower people to contribute and be the designers of their own lives.
Beautiful. Can you give us one example where you struggled in the corporate world? Because I think a lot of people listening, they understand, maybe they are in a corporate job or they're planning to go into a corporate job after uni, because that's what you're learning, right? Especially in these business schools, like everything from school to business school prepares you to function in this environment. And then, I mean, I found it hard to realize that I personally maybe don't fit in, and I'm not happy if I do a job where they are even surprised that I speak English, even though I speak 5 other languages, right? So can you give us one example where you struggled in the corporate world and had to find the solutions that you just described, and how this helped you for your own company?
Wow, I must say, like, there's so many examples that I can give you, but the one that popped out in my head, it was actually shortly when COVID started. I remember that I was staffed as an agile coach into one of the like Italian projects, but I used to have like a kind of like a manager with whom I used to work. And that manager, he was more of a micromanager. I believe like he used to have back then insecurities or unresolved issues. And I believe that he was imposing it on people around him. And back then I was very young. And I think that I was easily influenced by the perceptions of other people about me or on me. And I remember like one time when I was like having a discussion with him just to get the feedback from his side about my way of working with the teams in Italy, if there's anything that I shall improve, because I believe like we also need to inspect and adapt and kind of like receive a constructive feedback on which we can grow further. And that mindset helped me to come far away basically. And one thing that he mentioned back then, which kind of still remained within me till now, he said, like, I'm so kind, and it's hard for him to imagine how I can keep people under control. And that's, yes. And then I was like, how about if we look at the performance of the teams? Doesn't mean that, yeah, I mean, doesn't mean that if I'm kind, I'm not competent. You know, but I realize one thing, that perception of other people don't define who you are as a person. I believe like maybe for him it was very strange to see that maybe a young girl like me, who's a foreigner, who's actually able to work very well with her teams, who listen to her. And I think that that feeling of like not having control over me, because I would do what's best for the teams. And sometimes, like when people are like seeking control, they want to micromanage everything that you do, and I would always do the right thing. And I believe like that's something that's really like shattered me for a while, because I saw that maybe something is wrong with me. But on the other hand, I was thinking to myself, like, I'm treating others the way I want to be treated myself, meaning with respect, with empathy. And for me to understand the needs of team, I need to listen to them. I need to build that trust in order to know what they need from my side as an agile coach. So my approach to that was, one thing is that with more experience in your life, you need to learn how to separate someone's opinion or perception of you and constructive feedback. So at the end of this call, you need to always, or at the end of any meeting, you need to always ask yourself, is this something that I can take away for myself? Can I create an action item out of that? And will that feedback serve my personal development? And if it's yes, then take it. If it's not, just ignore it. And also learn how to become indifferent toward things that don't serve you.
I think this is so powerful that you shared this. Thank you. Because I'm afraid that a lot of people have experienced similar stuff in a corporate environment where, I mean, I was shaking my head when you just said this. In the world that I am living in and how I am leading and what I learned about digital leadership, I mean, I even made classes at a university in Potsdam. So kindness is not a disadvantage, in my opinion. Like, very much not. So I'm
For
so proud
sure.
of you for having understood what you just explained. That this is just his perception, and it has nothing to do with if you're good or very good or bad or whatever. This is just his thing. It has nothing to do with you, basically, and you don't need to take it to your heart. You don't need to listen to it. Thanks so much for sharing this.
You're welcome. I really hope that that message can reach to more people, especially to younger people who just recently started working. Because in the beginning, you don't have that much of life experience to be able to identify such problems, you know, at work, and it's important to know what you stand for and staying true to who you are, because sometimes you're always being put into black and white box, and it doesn't mean that if you don't fit in, there is something wrong with you. Maybe you have something more to offer to this world, but it will take you a time to understand your mission within your current life experience.
This is so beautiful. Really, I'm getting goosebumps because I'm so, you know, I'm so happy to see that you've managed that path as well, because I know how hard it is, because I had to go through this also on my own. I mean, this is, as I said, the reason why this podcast even exists. So let's start with your company now. How did you found it, and was it hard for you to get like all the information? Like, how was the setup of the company? Was that overwhelming?
It wasn't an easy journey for sure, because at the end of the day, I don't have a European passport, meaning like it's a longer process for me, and I need more papers to be able to register my company in Germany. Mm-hmm. So I had to wait for 2 to 3 years to be able to officially register my company in Germany and officially have the rights to sell things online.
Because 2 to 3 years, did I hear that right?
Yeah. So it was a long journey. So basically, once I started working my corporate job, after 1 year, I already started officially working with my suppliers in Barcelona, where I'm producing handmade clothing and handmade jewelry. And basically, I started building up the website, working on the product in the background. And then I knew that I had to wait another 2 years to be able to officially register my company. But, you know, I believe that it's going to work out. That's why I was investing the time outside of my corporate hours to make sure that, you know, like I work on my dream. But yeah, it wasn't an easy journey. Also, working with Spanish suppliers wasn't easy too. I also started learning Spanish because they don't speak English. And Spanish was the only way for me to communicate with them. And for me, it's important to go to Barcelona to see how they do it, because for me, I'm focusing on slow fashion, and quality is very important where there is no child labor or anything, you know. Everything done is in an ethical way. And the vision that I had back then for my company is like to make my art wearable, unique, and attainable. So I create the designs, and recently I also started doing digital art. And then I first of all prepare the materials, and then out of these materials, I make handmade products. But of course, nothing is perfect at the moment. Things are always like, you can always improve in so many ways, but I'm also not trying to push myself too much. I'm doing as much as my body allows me to do.
So beautiful, and that you can set your own boundaries, right? And that you can hear your body, and that you know, this is my limit, this is what I can do. Because as you say, with your own company, there's always stuff to do, like it never stops.
And also, like, I was able to finally open my online shop, which went live in August this year. And that was such an exciting moment. I remember I was sitting there and just tears were coming out of my eyes. And then I was like, because since I was a kid, it was my dream to have my own company, to have my own design company. And that was coming true. I didn't believe that, okay, I was meant to leave my home, like Azerbaijan, to come to Germany, to get the right education, to get started. And finally, it's starting to take place. It just feels so magical and so fulfilling. And I feel like I will be also adding on the topic of mindfulness within my company, because it kind of comes hand in hand. It's not about just hitting your goals, but the question is that how do we reach our goals together? And we need to kind of support each other, and then to connect to each other. And for me, I also would like to raise more awareness about, you know, mindfulness, mental well-being, and so on.
Super beautiful, really. I'm so proud of you. You have no idea. Like, while I was listening to this journey, because I was shocked when you said 2 to 3 years, I wouldn't have ever imagined that. That's a very long period of time to stick with your dreams and stick with your goals and like keep, you know, the motivation up. And you still managed it. And I think I remember when I saw that your online shop launched, and congratulations to that. This is a very big step.
Thank you.
What would you tell your younger self, like your child self back in Azerbaijan, from what you know now?
I would tell her one thing, is that trust into the timing of the universe. What is meant to be yours, it will be yours. And it doesn't only has to do with my company. It has to do with everything in your life. It can be about relationships, friendships, work, private life, everything. Just trust the flow of events, because in the most unexpected time and place, you meet the right people who support you along your journey. And one of the best examples that I can give here is that when I was on the plane to Barcelona, back then I was looking for someone who could do this handmade jewelry for me, because I designed the earrings, which has been inspired by Azerbaijani culture, but the shapes were so delicate, not every handmade jewelry manufacturer could do it. So back then I found someone from Turkey, but they were not able to kind of deliver the work that I kind of like imagined it to be. Like, they weren't able to understand my vision. And when I was traveling to Barcelona on the plane, the guy who sat next to me, I mean, I was drawing on my iPad, he saw me drawing, and then we started talking, and then he turns out to be that he can make handmade jewelry, and he understood my vision, and now we're like working so closely together, and he's the guy who gave me like access to the other like suppliers in Barcelona who actually do this like handmade clothing for me now. And you know, like, sometimes control is an illusion. You know, sometimes we think that, okay, that's the right way for us to do, and if it doesn't work out, we get frustrated, but maybe the life has a better plan for us, and you just need to live your life, and you need to leave space for the unknown to take place, and don't be harsh on yourself. Just accept the fact that life is up and down, and you just always need to find a balance between those ups and downs. Yeah, that would be my self-talk. Smaller self.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I can totally see like child Nazrin right now, almost crying because of, you know, this trust that you just gave her back. This trust in herself, that she is good enough, that she can do this, she's strong, and she's not gonna, you know, need to worry. I think this is so beautiful and so inspiring. And I mean, you know that I'm also living by these principles and these values. That's why I really wanted to have you as a guest here in the podcast. Maybe from that, which are your three core values of life?
I mean, my first core value is a freedom of self-expression. And this is something that I also base my company around. Before I actually started my company, I sat down and I defined the core brand values for my company that I also stand for. And yeah, freedom of self-expression, meaning like being able to be who you are and do things your way. There is no right or wrong. All of us are coming from different backgrounds, and it's okay where we're bringing different perspectives. But it's your right to be who you want to be. You are the designer of your own life. My second core value is mindfulness. Whatever you do, like, be respectful with everyone and everything. Because at the end of the day, when you work with people, you don't know from which background they're coming from. Are they on their healing journey? Are they healed? Or are they still like going through a difficult situation? So always be mindful and be present. Focus on now and build the life that feels right for you. And my next core value would be, I would say, diversity. Kind of like encourage people from different backgrounds to get together, to work together. And diversity doesn't only means having people from different countries, but diversity means like how we're finding a balance working with each of us on building this like international communities or international world where we all live in peace together and we accept our differences our strengths and weaknesses. So yeah, so that would be my three core values.
Wow, thank you. Is there anything you want to share with the community, like an advice or a tip or anything?
I would say that maybe don't be in a rush. Let's say like nature never is in a hurry, yet everything is accomplished. So take your time. Because I remember like when I was in my beginnings of 20s, I wanted to do so many things, but I realized that I was just rushing things through. So take your time and enjoy the present, connect to each other, be present, spend time with people that it feels right for you, and just grow from the experiences. Look back, reflect, inspect and adapt. Always like maybe after severe event you can sit down and then you can reflect over what went well, what did not go well, and what would I do differently next time. Be self-reflective and grow from your experiences and don't rush. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Thank you. How beautiful. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to Nazrin's inspiring words, and see you in the next episode. Happy Kid Monday.